I've been getting emails from people, students, old students, people I haven't seen in years. Expressing a lot of concern about the level of stress that they're operating under. People trying to navigate through what are starting to become increasingly choppy waters. And what a lot of them are expressing is something bordering on fear, or even in some cases, you know, a kind of hysteria. Mostly what I would call imbalance, just a lot of imbalance. Mostly imbalance occurs when one is caught by what you might call left brain or right brain activity. To be totally absorbed by the world, by manifestation, by experience, is an unbalanced place to live. What balances our lives is a place of deep, quiet awareness of the larger universe, that which gives us perspective. And the loss of perspective is for many people the source of fear. Of course, the larger perspective is that we are very small parts of a very large universe, a universe which essentially sustains its own balance and has always sustained a balance. It's based on that, the yin and the yang in perfect coordinated harmony, if you will. But when you slip into the yin or the yang, then you are out of balance, but somehow still contributing to the larger balance. Because when one slips out, somebody else slips in. It's Rudy said, when happiness seems to be evaporating, it can't go anywhere, so it becomes very available to anybody who wants it. If all energy is constant, which is one of the laws of physics, if happiness seems to be disappearing from one person or a group of people or a society, those who are really available to happiness can get a lot of it. Suck it in. But real balance for most people involves seeing the global and seeing the particular. Seeing you as part of something much bigger, as opposed to you isolated and cut off. Any person who feels themselves cut off from God, from the universe, from the global perspective, tends to feel fearful, because the global is an embrace. It allows us to keep things in perspective. The larger version of that is this knowledge that everything is going to be okay, or that everything is okay. But when one slips into the sense that everything is not okay, or one gets caught up in the narrative of their lives and things seem to be problematic, and certainly we're living in a dramatic time, the seduction into mind, the seduction into worry, fear, anxiety, all of that stuff is so great that unless you take responsibility for creating the balance, you will slip into imbalance. And if you slip into imbalance, the only way to get back into balance is to take responsibility for that in some internal way. You cannot expect the world to put you back in balance. It tends not to do that. It's a conscious act. And probably one of the best tools for that conscious act is sitting still, the meditation, the quietness at the center. When you are thrown off center, bringing yourself back to center is the ideal balancing act. And the only way to bring yourself back into center is to go there. So if you are living in a period of great imbalance and life is creating a lot of noise and a lot of pull out of yourself, you have to engage or assert the draw back into yourself. In other words, you have to say to yourself, I need to sit. I need to be still. I need to take this time and really be in this place of deep quiet. Because that deep quiet will create the counterbalance to the loud noise that is operating in your mind, in your head, and in your social circles. So something in you needs to remind you during periods of unusual stress to stop what you're doing for 5 minutes, 10 minutes, a half hour, and really in a period of enormous stress, more than that perhaps, an hour or more, sit down and just say, I need to feel me. I need to feel my center. I need to be quiet. Whatever it is that you do, take your deep breath, sit down, and really work yourself back into harmony. Because if you don't do it, nobody will. It doesn't happen to you. You may do all the things that people do in periods of stress, which you may start to go to comfort food as opposed to healthy food. Going to comfort food is, and I know all about this, it's all about giving yourself some kind of pleasure in a period where you're feeling pain. But what happens is you become imbalanced when you go into all pleasure mode, when you go into all the things that try to make you feel comfortable in the discomfort. All of that stuff is only going to create more imbalance. You need to do the corrective, the exact opposite. If it's a period of enormous stress, eat really healthy food. Sit in your meditation longer. Find a kind of stability that pulls you away from the stuff that is creating the problem. All of us have to take responsibility for whatever it is we find in ourselves and make it harmonious. Rudy gave us an exercise a long time ago called the negative psychic tension release exercise. It's a really wonderful exercise for times like these. All you do is you sit with your hands dangled by your side. You take a deep breath into your heart. You hold it for about 10 seconds and you ask inside for help to surrender negative psychic tension. You can even add to that and congestion. But negative psychic tension, and you have to say negative because negative is really the stuff you're getting rid of, not the positive psychic tensions because those work your spiritual life and are part of your daily experience. But negative psychic tension is the old patterns of fear, anxiety, worry, whatever your old patterns are. It is really up to you to break them down so they don't recreate themselves on a regular basis. My experience with the patterning that we have that doesn't break down and doesn't leave the system is that it reconfigures itself. It comes back. And many people doing spiritual life have this experience. They break down the same pattern over and over, and it comes back a week later or a month later because they haven't gotten rid of it. So they become these yo-yo meditators of people having the same experience, getting rid of it, having it again, getting rid of it, and there's no transformation, there's no change. And there's no change because you hold on to, in some very subtle and very deep way, the same thing that you've been trying to get rid of. You keep bringing it back because it seems in some ways a fundamental part of you. But if you want to change yourself fundamentally, you have to get rid of that stuff. Negative psychic tension release exercise is just let your hands dangle by your side, take that breath into your heart, and ask for help to let go of negative psychic tension and let it go. And Rudy said you'll feel this thickness at the top of your head and all across your forehead and your temples and your cheeks and your jaws, your upper chest, you'll feel this stuff and it will all start to drain down into your arms, it will go into your hands, and then it either goes into the atmosphere where it will just dissipate, or it will collect in your hands and you'll feel like they're encased in cement, And if that happens, you shake your hands out and let it go. Rudy said that if you do this once a day for a minute, he said you can do it while you sit on the toilet, walking down the street, anytime you want to do it, just let this stuff go and you will release this tension. If you're in a period of unusual accumulation of tension and stress, you can do it for longer than 1 minute. You can do it for 5 minutes. You can sit for 10 if you have to. And if you really want to do what Rudy would call an enema or a flush of negative psychic tension, you can just, he said, reach up into the sky, up into the atmosphere with your hands cupped so that you can feel energy drawing into the palms of your hands. It's like creating this big V flowing right toward your heart. And just feel this energy coming from the universe down through your arms, down toward your heart, and then take that breath. Again, ask for help to surrender negative psychic tension. And then after about 10 seconds, you lower your hands, you just drop them by your side, and this stuff will really flush out. It will just drain out, and you will feel absolutely relieved of that tension in yourself. This is a practical exercise. It's something you can do in a period where you are not functioning well in the hysteria or the anxiety that the world throws at us. It doesn't change circumstance. The world will keep doing this thing because that's what the world does. And there are times it becomes amplified, and it's a time that we're living in. Those times where it's amplified, you're responsible to work harder. Whatever that takes. Work harder means what to you? You have to figure that out. But for most people, work harder means be more conscious, sit more often if you have to, do the negative psychic tension release exercise. Remind yourself by taking a breath regularly through the day that you are still a whole human being connected to the entire universe, that the universe is ultimately in God's hands, and that God knows what it is doing. And that even all of this complicated, difficult transformation that we are going through socially is actually God at work. It's working. It's working as it has to work. We don't know the outcome. We may not be comfortable with the process, and we may not even be comfortable with the immediate outcome, but in the end, it's all working to something extraordinary. It's all part of a very large process, and we are in it. We are in it in a very dramatic and very real way, and in a sense, it's wonderful because the opportunity is not subtle. The opportunity is immediate in front of you day by day, and you will see it. It will become more and more available to all of you. You know, it's really, it's not like this is a passive moment. This is a very active moment, and so you have to be active in reaction to it. By active, I mean be conscious. Bring yourself to awareness as a regular part of your day. This is not a time to kind of try to just skate by. This is not a time to dream yourself out of this, because you'll only wake up in more difficult circumstance. Dreaming is for a summer afternoon, you know, when everything is fine. This is a time of work. A time of work means that you work. You know, when you find yourself in rough water, this is a time to really engage the canoe. This is not a time to sit back and sort of just watch the trees pass by. You're going over the rapids, you know. You got to get that anchor in the water, or not the anchor, but the paddle in the water, and you got to paddle hard. This is a time for paddling. This is not a time for leisurely sort of afternoons rides down the little sort of lazy stream. This is not a lazy stream. We're not in that kind of period. So you have to take charge. You have to take charge of who you are. You have to take charge of your life. You have to take charge of what you're doing. A lot of us are fearful of things that are coming or we don't know what they are. Get information. Information is very valuable. The more information you have on hand about what's going on, the clarity that you can get in it, even though most people right now are expressing very little clarity, whatever information you have about day-to-day life, that will be very helpful to you. If you just can sit back and stay very open to the sensitive movements of the world around you and the world within you, the best reaction to all of this comes from stillness, not hysteria. And it's really important to know that. When you really have deep stillness in you, you can navigate through very complicated space. When you're doing this with your mind, when your mind is the one thing that's guiding you, you will find yourself banging into all sorts of things. Because the mind is not able, in a state of no clarity, to make clear decisions. Many people, when life gets really rough, their first choice is to move away from meditation, to move away from stopping. They feel engagement is essential, being there, being active. But I'm telling you, if you're active without center, without your center informing what you do, you will make mistakes that will make it more difficult. The center is the great guiding factor in our lives. That unconscious part of us that knows intuitively what to do is an essential part of navigating these particular waters. You can't do it through your mind. The mind doesn't have enough information, it will never have enough information, and it doesn't see the larger picture. The larger picture is deep within you. It's part of who you are. It is always available to you, and every time you tap into it, you will feel a sense of yes. You remember who you are, you remember the vastness of your own inner being, and you know that this compulsion to be caught in the drama of your little self is not an essential thing. You can actually say no. You can actually step back at any moment into yourself, into the largeness of yourself, and any moment. All you have to do is remember to do it. If you don't remember to do it, of course you'll be lost. But if you have to, you know, just call me on the phone and say, can you remind me what to do? I mean, if it really gets that confusing, you call me or you pick up a book of Rudy's or anybody else's. You keep stuff around you that can trigger your memory, whatever that may be. You know, I always have pictures of Rudy in front of me, you know, and Nityananda, and I, you know, there's always so many places to go. Oh yeah, this is a time for consciousness. This is a time for awakening, not a time for sleeping. And if you do that, you will have an unbelievably powerful conscious ride through a very, very powerful period in your life. Now, if I'm speaking too early, for some people are not yet feeling this. I mean, I have friends for whom the world has yet to arrive on some level, and so this may seem premature. And for others of you, you're already so deeply established in your own practice that what I'm saying doesn't seem to apply to you, which is fine. But for those of you who are feeling the stress and tension of the moment, take charge. Do what you have to do now. Do not expect someone else to come in and rescue you, because everybody's really busy rescuing themselves or getting lost. The rescue is done by you, and it's not even really a rescue, it's a reminder that it's okay. This is powerful stuff, but it's okay. Change will come, but it's okay. We may go through lots of transformation, but it will make us a stronger community of people. We will share our resources, I hope, willingly and lovingly with one another. We will be helpful to one another, and that we will all be part of a really amazing journey into the next thing, whatever that may be. And the next thing may be transformative. It may just be a slight little glitch into more of the same. But whatever it is, the mechanism that you find in periods like this, the mechanism of balancing, the mechanism of remembering who you are, of finding this meditative center, is so valuable. And if anything forces that into place, this kind of period can do that. It will either force it into place, or you will get very lost in the panic of trying to get to the surface. Don't get lost. Just relax. Float up into yourself. Be you. Find the strength of that. Find the clarity of that. Find the simplicity of that. And you will be fine. And more than that, you'll realize that you're always fine. Even people in a state of panic and anxiety ultimately get there, but often very bruised and wounded. You don't have to be bruised and wounded. So I'm making this talk based on this sense that people need to hear it. I may be off base on that, but I'm not trying to spread anxiety. I'm trying to provide some access to alleviating it. So I hope that it's the right message at the right time, and forgive me if I'm creating more problems than I'm solving. Any questions? Terrific. Okay. Good ride, everybody, and lots of love. Bye-bye.